Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we have to talk about this Bank of America zero down, no closing cost. It's almost unbelievable, but only in what, five designated cities? Well, we got to talk about it. You know we have to talk about this. Is this a good thing for you? Well, you better listen up and welcome. Stop struggling now, gear! Check! And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates! Now, let's get to it! Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, I want to thank you so much for being here. And please share the videos because you never know who's going to need this information. And also, you never know when somebody's trying to fool you. That's the first thing. So we're going to get into this B of A nonsense. Let's go to the screen, shall we? Look here, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the SSN Nation Stop Struggling Now YouTube channel page for everybody here on podcast as well. But again, please like the video, like the podcast, share a review, share with other people, a lot of instructions. But please notice the join button over here on the right hand side. That's how you become a member of the channel. That means, yes, you support the channel. And on Wednesday nights, only members of the channel can be in the chat room. But all live streams, members can always join me on the live stream. And you receive special messages under the community tab specifically for you. And a couple videos per month specifically for you as well. Now, let's get into it because this is very, very important. This is from my perspective, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of you are sitting here going, woohoo, this is all great. This is lovely. 0% down payment, zero closing cost. But notice how this is worded. Expand home ownership opportunities in Black, African American, and Hispanic Latino communities. Look, this stuff right here, again, I'm going to put this in my perspective and the way you may want to consider this, so stay tuned. This is not a good thing, in my opinion. You know why it's not a good thing? Because this wasn't 2 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, where you were able to get your home price to increase 40, 50% from where you bought it at. No, they implement this plan when home prices are at all-time highs. And the reason why I say this is, in case you don't know, just like they're saying here in affordable loan solution for home ownership for minorities, oh, all I'm going to say is, once again, you're going to give me loans when the price is the highest? What happened 2-3 years back? Why wouldn't you give me these type of loans then? So I'm going to play this for you the way I look at it, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So let's not be confused out here like Bank of America is some benevolent company. I'll say it that way. All right? Because a lot of you already know. Let me get this on screen. I don't bank with Bank of America. I don't bank with Wells Fargo. Both of them are BS banks, in my opinion. Both of them stole money. All right? So I don't care if it was 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago. It does not matter. To me, these guys are doing nobody any favor, and especially what they're trying to do here. They're trying to make you buy homes at higher prices. That's right. Higher prices. Let me show you something right now. You can buy these homes in certain neighborhoods. You just can't go to any old neighborhood. It's only if you live in these cities that they dictate Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, Los Angeles, California, and Miami. There may be a few other what they call neighborhoods, but do you guys have any idea of what the prices are in these neighborhoods? The median price, meaning if there's 1,000 homes for sale, 500th home, whatever that price is, that's the median price. The average would be if you took 1,000 homes and added all 1,000 up, the price of the homes, and then divided that by 1,000, the average more than likely will be a little bit lower. So I'm using median income prices, so I just want you to understand. Here's the median home price in Miami, $560,000. You're going to put zero down? You're going to pay an 8.5% loan interest on a loan? Ladies and gentlemen, just keep this in mind in case you're not familiar. Just put in your head, if you have to pay 8.5%, that's $850 for every $100,000 you borrow. So when you start talking about five times 560, which is almost 5.5 times 850, that tells you right there, you need to make over $130,000, $140,000 with barely any credit. So that is not really helping people that need the help. If you make $120,000, $140,000, $150,000, you're basically in the top 10% of the income brackets. So that's not who they're trying to help. You're not going to be going out here being able to buy a house median price at $500,000, $600,000, even $300,000 or $400,000. $250,000? Where do you get that house at? What neighborhood is that going to be in? $200,000 in Miami? What neighborhood is that going to be in? All right? All I'm saying is, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Forget about think about it. What type of neighborhood is it? 200, 250. You guys know what it's going to be in. Not a place that you probably want to live in Miami. Let's call it what it is. All right? Now, let's move along. Because I'm going to talk about this as well. I'm a little infuriated, if you can't tell. Charlotte, North Carolina, the median price, $402,000. Once again, 402 is 400. Let's say they give you 8.5. It could be even higher. You're still talking about 4 times 8.5. 850 times 4. All right? You guys getting the picture here? 3,500 times, you got to qualify three times that amount. So 10, again, you're going to be 120, 130, 140. If you have any credit cards or any car payments, well, then you have to make even more money. I'm just saying. All right, so this zero down stuff, stop it. Now, Charlotte's median home price, $390. That's from 2022 in June. It's fluctuating. It's going to start coming down. Medium prices, Dallas, Texas, $430,000.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
Are you seeing a trend here? And in LA, forget about it. It's $1 million is the median price in LA. Sure, they have homes $700,000, $500,000, $450,000. All right? But I'm about to show you on the mortgage calculator why Bank of America is doing you no favor with zero down, zero with closing cost, and you're going to have to apply for some of this assistance. It's not basically, hey, zero down, zero closing costs. You might have to apply and they'll give you up to $10,000 of closing costs. Then you have to come up with the remaining amount of money. So keep that in mind. And here we go with the last one. Detroit, Michigan. Come on. Danger zone. $5,000 is the median home price in August. So yeah, if you want to go live in Detroit, Michigan, zero down is probably looking awfully nice to you, except for what neighborhood is this in? So again, those are the five places. I just wanted to show you that. All right? So don't think like this is a great opportunity right now. All right? I've talked too long already. All right? Let me put it into perspective. The Federal Reserve is going to increase interest rates. All right? They know home prices are going down. Do not buy a house right now as they go down. They're trying. Look, the way I look at it is predatory. They want you to buy a house that's $400,000, $300,000, $500,000, whatever the case may be that you might qualify for, knowing full well these houses could drop 30, 40% in price. You can save your money right now for the next year, 12, 13, 14 months. Some of these houses that you see right now for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 or more, 50% off, and you can buy them then. But instead, they want you to buy them at their near all-time highs, let's say $475,000. And then when they drop down to $300,000 or $250,000, while you're holding the bag for this $470,000, $450,000, $400,000 note, while your house went down to $250,000, now when the house goes back up, let's say you bought the house at $250,000. All right, you guys getting this? You bought the house at $250,000, and then the house goes up to $400,000. Now you have $150,000 worth of equity, something you can tap, something that you can say, hey, I got my kids' college handled. I can pay for that because I can take it out of some of that equity. Or you can do other things that you should be doing. I just use an example, but here in the SSN Nation, that's not a very good example because we're not going to do it that way. What you're going to do is you're going to take out some of that equity and go buy yourself some multifamily property, storage unit, something that you can take that chunk of money, put it into something that returns you money on your money. Make your money work for you. That's what you're going to do, and that's the way you create wealth, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why I'm disgusted by this Bank of America Johnny come lately after home prices have went up damn near 50% in the last 2 years or more. And they want you to buy when it's a falling market, when all kind of homes are going to be up for sale, but you don't know that right now. So please go check out our Stop Struggling Now real estate video where I said do not buy homes about 3 to 4 weeks ago. You shouldn't buy a home either just because they're giving you this $10,000, look, up to $10,000 towards your down payment, and they got nerve to say it's going to be zero down. All right, so don't fall for their okie doke, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now let's get over here to something. I want to show you this right now. You're not going to have no 3% mortgage. You're not going to have no 4% mortgage. Your interest rate for your mortgage is going to be 8.5%, 9%, maybe even more. So I just want to give you an idea right here. In fact, I had this up earlier. Look at this. Here is, now I'm going to do it this way for you, for everybody that's watching. Here, they switched it up on me. All right. Here's what we're going to do. This is at 6.9. You can forget to scratch that out, all right? They're going to raise the interest rate this week, the Federal Reserve is. So let's just go 8.5, all right? If I can get it in, let's see about this. Oh, here we go, 8.5. Okay, this is for a $240,000 house. You're going to be paying $1,855 a month just in monthly payments. Includes taxes and fees even. But where are you going to buy? Find a house at $240,000 in four of those markets? All right? I don't know if you're going to live in that neighborhood or that area. Now, let's talk about what's going to happen now in those median price places, $450,000. Look at this, $3,500 a month at 8.557%. You have to make over $10,000 per month to qualify for that loan, traditionally. And you're going to put zero down and take their 10%, $10,000 up to, notice it says up to $10,000 of closing costs. That could probably cover it. But nonetheless, now I want to show you something, all right? Because some of you may say, hey, Eric, this is a great time for me to buy. It is not. Here's the kicker. I'm going to show you something. Let's just say the house goes down. Half price would be $225, right? So I'm going to put in $250. Notice the price for the mortgage is $3,478, $3,478 at $450,000 at 8.557%. And I'm being generous right now because it's probably going to be 9%, but we'll stick with the 8557. I want to show you something. Some of you may say, Eric, they're going to raise the interest rates next year. It could be 10%. So check this out. Let's just say, humor me. Let's just say it goes down 50% roughly. All right. So that would be, I'll go down to 250. 225 would be 50%. So I'm going to go 250. Remember that note was $3,500? I'm going to raise this to 10%. All right. Look at this. 10.557%, a higher interest rate, lower monthly payment by over $1,000. All right, did you see what just happened? That's why they need you to buy homes now, even though it's only going to be, you know, probably 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people. But nonetheless, that's still more homes being sold, taken out of the inventory of the overall marketplace. So they're trying to get you to put money in and put you at risk. Don't fall for this, ladies and gentlemen. All right? You can buy a house at 50% off and have a lower monthly payment for your mortgage with the taxes and fees included. And like I said, just so you guys are new here, anyone new here, welcome again. I want to show you what happens when it's $225,000. That's $1,400 less, even though the interest rate is at 10.557%. That's when you want to buy the house. You don't care about 0% down. It's all about if you would have bought it to 450, and now somebody else in the neighborhood bought a house down the street from you, a door over, and he paid 225, the house prices go back up to 400. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be the guy who bought the house at 225 and the house went up to 400? Or do you want to be the guy that bought the house at 400 and it dropped to 225 and now when it went back up to 400, you're still sitting there like, okay, cool, we're back to square one. The other guy, though, has $175,000 worth of equity that he can tap into to create more wealth. This is how they trick the minorities in America, ladies and gentlemen, beyond all the other nonsense when you're actually supposed to be able to get loans and your credit is supposed to be anonymous. Well, come on now. We live in America. Stop playing up in here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them fool you. Do not buy a house right now. Wait until another at least 9 months, another year at least, when they start having these 50% off and maybe even 60% off homes. It's already started. That's why they have to come up with these plans so people can buy. I know I went too long, but I just had to get this out because I just got tired of it. I'm dropping this late night. This is going to be a late night drop because I just can't take it anymore. All these people pushing this nonsense on the minorities, the group that has the least amount of wealth, Hispanics, Blacks, minorities, the least amount of wealth proportionately, and they're pushing this to get you to buy at all-time highs damn near. Don't do it. Save your money. Kick back and do not have visions of grandeur about this because it's not about the house. It's about how much is it when the AC unit goes off. How much is it when the heater system goes out? How much is it when a roof needs to be repaired? That's right. The older a house is, the more things that need repair. And you still have to buy furniture. You still may have to get washer and dryers. All of this is not cheap, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you have a bare bones house and a few appliances doesn't mean all is going to end well. That's why you don't even want to think about buying a house right now, and especially these zero down loans and all that. Now, if homes drop 50% and they're saying zero down and zero for closing, you best believe you jump on that bandwagon. But once again, if they have them then that means minorities can actually win like they should be able to win all along. But trying to buy right now at these all-time highs, don't do it. All right? Don't do it. Just sit back, relax, and wait. I've said this 3 times now. All right? Don't play into their BS games, getting you hooked in overpriced property, just like they hooked in these other people who are out here overpaying for homes. You guys know some friends that might have bought homes. What did they do? They had a list price of 400 grand. And then they said, oh man, the appraiser came out and said, yes, it's worth 410,000. You're feeling good. Okay, my offer is 400. That's the asking price. Then they come back to you. The realtor comes back and says, I'm sorry, somebody actually is paying more. So now, what's more mean? They won't tell you. But then, is it 420, 425? But it doesn't matter. Somebody else goes, I'll pay 450. Can you imagine that somebody overpaid for a home that's really worth 400 and it drops down to 200,000, 225, 250, but they paid 450? You don't want to be in that ball game. You want to be at the bottom. So that way, when things start going up, you have equity. You have options at that point. And I'm going to say it for the 3rd time. You take out the equity and you buy multifamily. You buy an asset that has profit that can go in your pocket for the rest of you and your family's life. That's what you need to do. All right? So that's the playbook. Now you know it again. And stay tuned. Search the channel for more. Thank you so much for being here. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, but don't fall for these crazy games. All right? Just like buying a car last year or two, when used cars are somehow more than new cars. Craziness, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall for these economic games. All right? You want the stocks. You want some assets that pay you. A house is really not an asset. It's a liability because you have to pay for it. But what you want to do is get another asset that gives you profits and then pay for your house. That is the ecosystem that you want. All right? And with all that said, let me know down in the comments what you think. So keep your head up. Keep moving. And I'm out.